Welcome to the HCP5, your go-to roundup for the latest healthcare news and breakthroughs, curated specifically for busy healthcare professionals. Each week, we highlight five key developments or headlines from healthcare that you need to know, whether it's a cutting-edge treatment, regulatory updates, or innovations shaping the future of medicine. This week's top stories include positive data from a pre-specified week 36 interim analysis of the ongoing Phase 3 RAINIER trial of povetacicept in IgA nephropathy, the U.S. Food and Drug Administration acceptance of a new drug application for lorundrostat in hypertension, new data on weight regain after GLP-1RA discontinuation, the FDA approval of GSK's leucovorin calcium or welcovorin tablets as the first treatment for cerebral folate deficiency, and data from the Phase 3 INTEGUMENT-OLO study of once-daily roflumilast, or ZORYVE, cream 0.05% in children 2 to 5 years of age with mild to moderate atopic dermatitis. With the HCP5, you'll get the essential takeaways to stay informed and ahead of the curve. Here's your quick dive into the top stories for the week of March 8, 2026. Let's jump in. Number 1. RAINIER. Povetacicept reduces proteinuria by 52.0%. On March 9, Vertex Pharmaceuticals announced positive data from a pre-specified week 36 interim analysis of the ongoing Phase 3 RAINIER trial of povetacicept, an engineered fusion protein and dual inhibitor of the BAFF and APRIL cytokines in IgAN. Results showed patients treated with povetacicept achieved a 52% reduction from baseline in proteinuria, as measured by 24-hour urine protein to creatinine ratio, and achieved a statistically significant and clinically meaningful 49.8% reduction in UPCR versus placebo. Number 2. Lorundrostat secures FDAND. A. Acceptance for hypertension falls short in Phase 2 OSA trial. On March 9, 2026, the FDA accepted Mineralys Therapeutics' NDA for lorundrostat for the treatment of adult patients with hypertension in combination with other antihypertensive drugs. The NDA was based on positive data from the Phase 3 LAUNCH-HTN and Phase 2 ADVANCE-HTN trials, demonstrating favorable safety and blood pressure reduction in adults with hypertension. With the acceptance, the FDA has assigned a Prescription Drug User Fee Act target action date of December 22, 2026. Number 3. Discontinuing E. G. LP1 treatment associated with up to 60% weight regain with Brajan Budini. Findings from a recent study suggest GLP-1 RA cessation is associated with a predictable and decelerating pattern of weight regain, reaching 60% at 1 year, that plateaus below pretreatment levels, suggesting that partial weight loss benefit may persist long-term but is substantially attenuated. Number 4. FDA approves leucovorin calcium, welcovorin, tablets as first cerebral folate deficiency treatment. On March 10, 2026, the FDA approved GSK's leucovorin calcium tablets, marketed as welcovorin, for the treatment of cerebral folate deficiency in adult and pediatric patients who have a confirmed variant in the folate receptor 1 gene, making it the first treatment for the rare genetic condition of cerebral folate deficiency. The approval was based on a systematic review of the published literature on the topic, including published case reports with patient-level information, as well as mechanistic data. Number 5. New long-term data announced on roflumilast cream for atopic dermatitis in children. On March 10, 2026, Arcutis Biotherapeutics announced that Pediatric Dermatology published data from the Phase 3 open-label extension INTEGUMENT-OLO study evaluating once-daily roflumilast, marketed as ZORYVE, cream 0.05% in children 2 to 5 years of age with mild to moderate atopic dermatitis. Data from the INTEGUMENT-OLO trial, which supported the FDA approval of roflumilast cream 0.05% in October 2025, demonstrated that roflumilast cream 0.05% is safe and well tolerated, and efficacy was not only maintained but continued to improve with up to 56 weeks of treatment.